many people, when they see the devotees, they are confused, and they think that the devotees are engaged in some kind of ritualistic activity. The chanting and the practices of devotees are ritualistic, and they compare it to their own rituals, and they don't see any distinction. So they see it as sectarian.
How'd they learn?
Those who are sincere can be encouraged to.
They're all wanting material things. Mm-hmm. They're all wanting material things. Like in Bhagavad Gita, there's a verse, Trigunya Vishaya Veda. Krishna is asking Arjuna to rise above the scriptures, the flowery verses.
Well, they are not concerned with the Bhagavad Gita. He cannot quote from Bhagavad Gita to instruct the lessons. He has to talk with them with common sense. Their charge is, what is their charge? That you are engaged in ritualistic ceremonies?
Yes.
What they want us to do.
They have.
If you don't want me to do this, then you must say, what do you want me to do? Is it not right? Suppose I'm chanting. If you don't want me to chant, then what do you want me to do? The next question is.
They want us to engage in sense gratification like they're engaging. That is what they want.
So that we want that if you want me to do like you, then I want you to do like me. If you want me to accept your proposal, why you not accept my proposal?
I think that sense gratification is better than I want.
That's all right. You think sense gratification is better. I think sense gratification is bad.
How can we tell?
Huh?
How can we tell the difference? How can we know which is
better? No, there's a difference. Why you want me to do like you? Then I shall want you to do like me.
I say it because I want you to enjoy sense gratification.
No, I am not going to accept you because you are not accepting my principles. So why should I accept your principles?
But your principle is austere. It's not
but
nice.
That you say.
That's what they say.
That's it, but we say, you are bad. That you are enjoying simply sense gratification.
They say, what is wrong?
What is wrong to us?
They say, I cannot.
It is your judgment that you are wrong. So my judgment, you are wrong. We'll decide who is right.
I don't know.
If you judge me, I'm wrong. I'm judging you are wrong. So if you don't want me to do like this, I also don't want you. Then what is the decision?
Actually, these people mentally understand that sense gratification is wrong. But they are so polluted.
No, for argument's sake.
Mental plastic.
If you want me to do like you, I also want you to do like me. You cannot find fault with me. By saying that I am not acting like you, says everyone. If you are acting in your way, I am acting in my way.
It's relative.
Huh?
It's relative.
But if you want, you are loving the aim of flying, the destination of flying, then we can talk. What is the destination of flying? What is required? If you criticize me, then I can criticize you.
We must take it to the absolute platform in order to actually have a sincere argument, to make a sincere decision.
There is no end of such things. Therefore, unless one accepts a personal guru, there is no need of talking. Unless one accepts somebody as guru, the instruction will not be fruitful. Just like Arjuna is accepting Krishna as guru, so long he was talking as friend, it was not effective. Arjuna therefore decided find out that what? Katpanna Gurusva Pata Samharam.
Shapahata Sabhava Pitam Tundam Samuda Cheta Yachcheya Sianish Titan Bruhitan Mehishisteham Shadimam Tampapanam. Now I am confused about my duty and I have lost all composure because of weakness. In this condition I am asking you to tell me clearly what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me.
This is the position. Unless one feels like that and asks somebody, a superior, accepts a guru, there is no use talking. It will not be useful.
That's what you say in the purport.
It is a good if anyone is interested to know about the transcendental subject matter, he must approach a guru. And unless one approaches a guru, he cannot understand. And he, by force, has become guru. He may not be interested. This is the position. But still, for a preacher, he has to do something against all odds. That is preaching. He cannot expect favorable position. Your question was that we go and they say like you. You cannot expect that wherever you are going, you will find favorable situation to talk. That you must understand. But in order to preach, you have to create material is important. That is the meat. You cannot expect. People are not prepared to take the step.
Yes, please bring in.
You cannot expect favorable situation. It is not possible. When I came, in America, I never expected any favorable situation. I wrote that poetry to disappoint, and we accept it. That is good. And it is not there. Gradually, it is favorable. But you don't expect any favorable. You have to handle unfavorable situation and make favorable situation to be. That is picture. Any business just on the head,
yes.
The sea that is dry. Nityananda Swami. He went to preach to Jagaivara. There was no favorable situation. They are drunkards. They cause injury on the body of Nityananda Swami. This is preaching. It's only unfavorable situation. Cannot expect favorable situation. And you still have to preach. And that is preaching. They will speak like mad man so many things. They are mad after all. Rulang pravatta kuruti vikarma. They have no sense. All materialistic persons, they are bad. Still, by the order of superior Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have to do this preaching work. Actually, the American boys are fighting against so many uncomfortable situations. They are sometimes beaten in the airport. You know that?
Yes.
Still, that is spiritual. That is spiritual. The unfavorable situation, so let me give it up. That is not spiritual. Yes, you must know that there is unfavorable situation, still out. That depends on your brain, how to tackle. You cannot expect favorable.
Is it good to publicize these situations, Prabhupada?
Huh?
That we are encountering so much difficulty, is it good to publicize that in a film, say?
Feel it?
In a film, can we talk about these things that we
have to feel? No, you don't talk of pain. You are very much in favor of pain. You better stop that.
It's very potent for preaching, no?
Some of them may be preaching, document. What favorable pain will do? We can show our activities, that film, maybe, or our advertisement. Otherwise, in which way? By showing film, it matters. There are so many things.
Devotees are
in. They see. Devotees are devotees. If you want to preach to the public, what impression they will have? Some of our documentary feel just like you are feeling war or you are fighting such things. That maybe they were safe or we are doing something in America and the Indians may appreciate. Or we are doing something in that. There is little effect, of course, but not very much.
But if we make a film to go in the movie houses all over the world, the big movie houses, not just for little schools and little groups, not just for the temple. But
what kind of film?
A film that would show activities of devotees. And have some storyline.
You said they do not like it.
No, I never said they don't like it.
He said that. Such activities. How they will appreciate it.
They will appreciate it. It is something new, it is very different, it is very beautiful and attractive.
Of course, I cannot commit that. You guys for me. What is the favorable condition? A pill?
Gyanagami Gamyapamu is interested in making a very big film.
What is the subject matter?
The subject matter is devotees in Krishna consciousness. How they learn, how they study, how they go in Sankirtan.
They're seeing already.
They're seeing in real life. But so many people, they do not know of devotees, and films would go to every little town and village, and they would be chanting in the film, and there would be interest in what the devotees are doing.
But their opinion is not in favor, as you say.
But the film can change the opinion. Many, many times,
that can change.
Great books have done this. Uncle Tom's Cabin started a whole war against slavery in the United States. Books and films are very potent. They can make public opinion.
Books are different things. Publishing.
In America, the Negro situation was very bad, and they made many films showing heroic Negroes. And now the situation is much better. The people are not so much agitated by seeing Negroes. They think, oh, now a Negro has some good qualities. Because of these films, they have come to appreciate. So like that, if the devotee is a hero, they will also appreciate.
You judge. I don't appreciate. I don't think the Negro question is solved.
No, it's not, but it is making steps to that end. It is not
solved. The whites do not like the Negro state. Wherever there are Negroes, in that quarter, the whites do not go in. Is it not?
That's true. That's
they
true.
Do not know.
Yes.
Although they have been given equal right, but at heart the white they do not like it. Is there any improvement? I don't. The official, yes, yes, you are good.
Because people are still on the bodily conception of life, so they are threatened.
Yeah. That is the real disease. So long one is situated in the bodily concept of life, is adding. First of all, you have to educate them. That is the difficulty.
Well,
We are not Negroes. We are actually devotees, and we are very attractive, and we have all good qualities. And people do not have to be afraid to come into our section of town. We will not kill them. That is why they're afraid of the Negroes. So we actually have good things to offer.
That is by your behavior, not by showing your skin.
One of the points, Srila Prabhupada, that you're making, if I understand correctly, is that Krishna consciousness is like gold, like diamond. If someone is sincere, they will come. When they are selling cigarettes or Negroes or cars, they make films. But with Krishna consciousness, we have the books which are parampara, and we have ourselves as example. If we can be parampara and we can be good example.
That is my opinion. He stops spending so much money for films. He will spend some money on propagation, on book distribution. Any advertisement is good, it never goes in bad. But film advertisement is very expensive. Very, very expensive.
It's very true. Very expensive and very much endeavor.
Advertisement never goes in vain, that's a fact. But if it is too much expensive, it touches our financial condition.
And then there's no certainty that it will be a success. Then there's no certainty that it will be a success anyway.
There is a method. There is a
Suppose
method.
There is little success, but in comparison to the money expended, that success is. Just like in the beginning, I advertised my books in the Times of New York Times. They charged me $63, a small space. There was inquiry, not order, three inquiries, not even order. I got this experience. For me at that time, $63 was too much. But I did not get any response. That is my practice. I got three inquiries, not even order. The Times of New York Times, they have got millions of customers, millions of readers, but I got three in them.
To find those few potential devotees that are let us assume in New York, big city, there were a few potential devotees. And materially speaking, it may be very difficult to find them. But when the devotee is sincere, Krishna will give opportunity that those people will be found, even if there are one in that big city. And Krishna will arrange that they will find the pure devotee, if they are sincere. So no material advertising will accomplish the task.
Yeah, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that it is only for the fortunate person. But he must present. Only the fortunate will come forward. We cannot expect that everyone will come.
But you said to make everyone fortunate.
Yes, that is by your preaching. That we have to do. We are doing that. But I have given the example the parallel of God. He faced the danger, and by his power converted Jagadguru by chanting. India, and Nitharan would say, never mind, you are India, please chant also. That is not advertisement, that is personal view.
In Dallas, where I was, they have a town next door, they have many rich Baptists, Fort Worth. They have a big studio for producing many different films, television shows about Christians.
But these Christian people, they have got money.
Yes.
And still, the churches have been closed. What is their effect?
They have no potency to their message. It's not the medium, it is their message.
By their advertisement, the effect is the churches have been closed. Is it not?
That's correct. But there is also a movement in America.
People are not
Christianity. But they do not want to go to church. They want to be Christians but not go to church.
That means it has no effect. Talk about something substantial. Yesterday you were talking about the proprietorship of God. The people are interested to talk like gentlemen. How they can refute the proprietorship of God of everything? Talk of this.
You say God has given us everything for our pleasure, that God is not worried about whether He owns it, simply wants to give to us.
Right? That is your idea. But if I am proprietor of something, I must keep my life. It is not that. Suppose I am proprietor of this house, and there is a nice garden. I allow my friends and relatives to have it. But when they misuse it, shall I remain silent? If I am proprietor, so when things are being misused, shall I remain silent? When you misuse it and if I chastise it, how you can say that you have given to us whatever you like you can do, why you are protesting? Can they say like that?
No, it's not.
You say that God has given us to us, so we can do. There is no need of God. That is your argument. Is this what? What is that argument?
God has given all these things.
God has given us all these things. But does it mean that if you misuse it, then God will see only silently? Does it mean that?
No.
Then how you can say that you can do it as you like? God has given us.
Understand how God chastises when they misuse.
Yeah.
don't understand karma.
That means aimless. They have been chastised in every step, and they don't think it is chastised. It's aimless fools.
And also they blame God. They say God is unjust. Huh? Then they'd say God is unjust.
They chastise God is unjust. This is their problem. Even in that park is owned by the government. You cannot plant any flower without the permission. You can use it, you can go there, sit there, enjoy. But if it is private there, then nobody can plant flowers. If you do it, then you do it. Ishava samvidam sambham. Everything belongs to God. So you can utilize it, God's favor, tena tat tena bhavita, according to His understanding. Suppose there are many persons coming in the park. You cannot private anyone to come into the park. As you have entered, but you have made laws like that. What is it? Immigration. Artificial privacy. Everything is God's property. Anyone can go anywhere. Why you have made this immigration? Don't come.
They say it is to protect the people who are here. Huh? They say it is to protect the people who are here.
So why you came here? The Americans, why they went to America and killed the Indians, and now they have become professional. Don't come here.
They allow some and then they differentiate. They try to see who is going
that
to be.
That means you are violating the laws of God. Every place is God's place. So you are all God's sons. Can go anywhere. If, unless I do something harm, you cannot check me. In the airport, everyone is checked. That means everyone is dishonest. Nowadays, everyone is checked. So, at the airport, the passengers are at least it is to be supposed they are paying so much. The airport authorities accept you as a dishonest check. This is the effect of your education. Everyone is dishonest. The lamb is Christ. The lamb.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada. they have lamb.
So they do not give the lamb to eat something?
I don't know, maybe they took the mother away or something.
No, I hear this sound always.
Yes.
No, they keep the lambs for killing. But before killing, do they not supply any food?
Very good.
The stock?
They don't have any human qualification.
Human qualification, they are not. Otherwise, how they are killing? Killing means they have no human qualification. Animal qualification. I want you to eat. And you know that this famous story?
Great story.
And there was a lake. So one small lamb was drinking water on the other side. And this side, another tiger. So the tiger challenged that, why you are mudding the water? So he said, sir, I am here, long away, I am not much. So anyway, he picked up some quartz and killed him. So the idea was to kill him. But he picked up some, find out some fault. So anyone finding out? This man who wants to kill somebody else, he is not man. Dog, a bad lamb, and hang it. And then release from it. So you try to discuss on this point how people can refute the proprietorship of God. That is a very good point for which. Everything belongs to me. That's a fact. Sleeping, meditate. Either sleeping or meditate. What is it? Real time. Meditating or sleeping.
But I'm not feeling sleepy anyway.
Meditate.
Hare Srila Prabhupada works very hard, Srila Prabhupada. He's a very first class servant.
Huh?
He's a very first class servant.
Yeah.
Well, they say that the the problem is that the problem in the world is that humanity should be one. That everyone should think of things as belonging to humanity. and that the religion and different governments have made humanity sectarian and divided up. But
no,
people think in terms
we are
of
not such kind of religionists. We say that everything belongs to God, and everyone is son of God. We don't say like that.
But they say we don't believe in God, we believe in humanity.
Huh?
They say we don't
believe...
What
is the difference?
But the difference is that humanity is tangible, it's something we can understand, but
so
God we can't understand.
We are also tangible. But we are more advanced. How you can, where from the humanity came? The next question is that. And Janmadasya Bhagavan, where from the human being came? Do little. Yes, not little, so does the size matter.
Stronger.
Okay.
But they say, we don't care about where humanity came, it's just that we are here and we have to deal practically with this
world
situation.
What do you mean practically? You're fighting only every 10 years after you're fighting. What you have done?
No, fighting, they say, comes because humanity is divided into sectarian groups.
Okay, that is it. You have done it. You are also one of the members of the... How you can check it? It is your fault.
They want brotherhood amongst men.
But they were without father.
There is no way to
brotherhood
get...
without father.
So that's right. In practice.
Now how it is possible?
They
if you don't accept father, where is the question of brotherhood? If there is father and you have sons, we are brothers. If there is no father, then where is the question of brotherhood?
Even the communists are fighting amongst themselves.
Yes. Unless you accept the father, where is the question of brotherhood? Artificial brotherhood.
Just look at the United Nations, how they are brothers.
What?
Just see the United Nations, how they are brothers.
You think they're united?
No, they are...
They're all dogs, but him. That's all. I say, in the public. It's some dogs are brought together and they're barking. That's all. Where is the unity? And that is the fact. If you bring some dogs of this world and ask them, please live peacefully. Will they do that? Why? They cannot do it. You bring some dogs, never, and ask them, don't bark, live together peacefully. Will they be able to do that? What do you think?
No, it is their nature.
So if you give them dogs, there cannot be any peace. Make them human beings, actually, then they will. So they are keeping them as dogs. So they will go on biting, that's all. All these members of the United Nations, everyone is thinking of the bodily concept. I am American, I am Indian, I am Chinese. So how dare we be in unity? They cannot be. And that is we are proposing. They don't think in the bodily concept of life. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Pranasati. That you are teaching. But they are thinking, they have gone to the United Nations, but they are keeping themselves as dogs. They cannot be. They must go on barking. Against
Wallace. They are thinking that they have to protect their so-called interests.
But the dog is also thinking. From 3 miles he will bark. Why you are coming there? You are coming. I am protecting my interests. So that mentality is there in the dog. So how you are greater than the dog?
But the devotee, he's thinking that the proprietor is protecting his interest.
Anyway, that kind of interest is fed by the dog. It is not very astonishing. In that mentality, you cannot bring it to you. That is not possible.
But they accept that there is some good quality in humanity, but they say that that is inherent in humanity, that you don't need to worship
God. Good quality is God consciousness. So unless humanity comes to the position of God consciousness, unless you think that everything belongs to God, there is no question of humanity. That is dog energy, dog is mental. Humanity means that he understands that everything belongs to God. I am silent of God. That is humanity. Otherwise there is no question of humanity. If you think like dog, where is humanity?
They think that everything belongs to humanity.
Huh?
They think that everything belongs to humanity as a group.
But that is not practical. Everything belonging to the humanity, then why you are making divisions of nations?
Yes, that's what they say, that is the problem, the divisions of nations.
The problem will continue, because you are taking account a section of living entity. You, because you have no idea of dog and other animals, what they are also sons of God. And that is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Kind of? Sarva Joni Sukhavantya Sambhavanti Mutayaya. And unless you come to this understanding, there is no question of humanity. This is the humanity understanding. Sarva Joni Sukhavantya Sambhavanti.
Sarvajani Shukantiya Murtaya Sambhantiya Tasam Brahma Mahajani Raham Bija Pradakpita. It should be understood that all species of life, O Son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed giving father.
Yes, sir. You are trying to unify the so called human being, but you are keeping the poor animals for cutting their throat. This is your human. Because these poor animals cannot protest. So you are strong. And this is your humanity. You cut their throat and eat. But that is not humanity. Humanity is here, mentioned. God is the seed-giving father of all living entities. That is the fact. That is humanity. They do not know what is meaning by humanity. Humanity here is the explanation. That is called Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. Unless you come to that stage, there is no question of humanity. Artificial humanity, gachat something, and it is humanity. According to your convenience, let us combine together and exploit other living entities for our benefit. That is not humanity. They do not know what is humanity. Here is the explanation. How humanity can be established. Unless there is the understanding of the Supreme Father, how this question of brotherhood can come in. Then Krishna said, Ang Vira Parapika, I am a sweet living heart. So you try to understand me. Then you meditate. You cannot manufacture some ideas of human imperfect, because you are imperfect. Here is perfect idea.
How can we be convinced that this is perfect, or that it's practical, because both ideas seem to us to be theoretical.
Mm-hmm.
This idea of humanity
as theoretical? Well, how is it theoretical? It's practical. You have no intelligence. You say that this is also theoretical. You do not say.
Yes.
I say it is practical. It is practical. From that verse, if you have got brain to study, you'll see that it is practical. If you are intelligent, and if you are dull, then you not understand how it is practical. Yet Krishna says, Ahanga Bija Padapita, I am the seed-giving father. So, do you think it is theoretical? Do you think?
No, sir, no, I don't.
No, for you answer.
Yes.
Unless there is a seed-giving father, how it is possible? Have a child simply by the mother. Is there any practical example? If one girl has given birth to a child, do you think the child is born without father? Huh? Is it possible?
No.
Therefore, when Krishna says, I am the seed-giving father, what is wrong there? No living entity can take birth without being seed-given by the father. Everywhere you see that without seed-giving father, how a child can take birth?
But how can we accept that situation? Perhaps the creation is a special circumstance.
No special. Perhaps this is impractical. Why do you say perhaps? That is nonsense. As soon as you say perhaps, that you are asking.
You have to show a practical example.
Yeah. When you are talking of practical things and you bring argument, perhaps, then you are asking. Immediately. Give practical example. No perhaps, maybe. No, that argument will not. These rascals are giving that argument. Perhaps, maybe. That is not argument. Be practical. When you talk of practical things, practically you do not see that without father there is any childbirth. No. Either in the animals or in the human being or in the birds, everywhere. Seed-giving father is there.
Freud admitted that we were like children, but his philosophy was that the children have to grow up and go out and look after themselves. They can't remain dependent on the father forever, so they have to grow up and face the world.
That is another rascal. Because everyone, every living entity is dependent on the father's heavenly. God is the Supreme Father. You are a Christian or not? Freud?
Freud, I don't know.
What you are?
He was mainly Freudian. He believed in himself.
He had his own philosophy.
Well, anyway.
He was Christian, yes.
Christian. So why the Christian go and go to the Father, give us our daily bread? That means that you're dependent on Father. How you can say independent?
But that's the point, that we have to grow up and become dependent on our own work.
The basic injunction is ego hi bahunam vidurajika. God means He supplies the necessities of all His sons. That is God. With respect to that. You are dependent. The animals, they are dependent on grass. So, what from the grass is coming? Why that land is deserted and this land is there? Can you change it? Why you don't change the desert to be green? You do think that I am living on animal, I don't care for grass, but the animal is depending on grass. And grass is depending on God's mercy. Now how you can say that you are not dependent on God? You are dependent. But because you are a rascal fraud, you want to cheat and become a fraud. That's all. You are a great fraud. Therefore you are talking like that. You are dependent on God. In every state. You cannot be independent. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva. Ahankara bhi. You find out this. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva. Ahankara bhi muratma. Katta ham niti mandati. That is fraud is taking independence. Not independent.
Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahamkara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. A bewildered spirit soul under the influence of the three modes of material nature thinks himself to be the doer of activities which are in actuality carried out by nature.
So how you are independent? Did Mr. Freud not die? When Prakriti nature kicked on his head, he immediately died. So how is independent? These rascals have created all troubles. The so-called rascal philosopher, scientist, politicians, they have created all troubles. He is completely dependent on nature, on the laws of nature, and still he says, I am independent, I am grown up. What you have grown up? You have grown up a great fool, that's all. You have not grown up to be intelligent, you have grown up a great rascal, that's all. So refuse them in this way. Then he'll be preacher. So what is your argument about humanity?
Well, if God is... As you say,
God is the Father.
If God is meant to be propitiated, then why is it that we have so many things for our enjoyment?
You say that yeah. Everything is forgotten.
You are giving you enjoyment, but you cannot enjoy yourself alone. There are other selves, they will also enjoy. If you interfere with other selves, then you will be punished. God's son is the lamb and you. Let him enjoy, you also enjoy. But if you interfere with his life, then you will be punished. This is God's law. Sarvajanishu, God is not only your father, he is father of the lamb also. So if by your brute force you want to kill the poor lamb, then you will be punished. This is natural. You have got your food, you work, you produce your food then, and you eat. Why should you eat another animal? God said that annad bhavati buddhan, you must eat. To become strong. But that does not mean he'll eat another brother. Tena tattena bhunjita, whatever he has designated, you eat like that. You are human beings, you can produce food. You grow foodstuffs, rice, wheat, fruit, flowers, vegetables. That is allowed. Anna bhavati bhutani. You produce anna. Why should you eat other animals? And they offer it to Krishna, patram pushpam phalam poyam. He never said that you give me an animal, patram pushpam phalam poyam. So you reproduce patram pushpam phalam and offer to Krishna, and they take.
In our experience, we have no practical understanding. We have no understanding how this can be practical, because we think that meat is good for our strength. How can we be strong?
Yeah, that's what you are not human being. You are animal. If you cannot produce your food, uncivilized animals, they cannot produce their food. And we are given the chance of becoming human being. If you cannot produce your food, if you do not know how to cook food, how to offer it, then you are not human being. You are animal. When the uncivilized man in the jungle, they did not know how to produce food, they used to kill animals. So if you want to remain in the same uncivilized status of life, then where you are human being? You have got better intelligence, you produce your food. Why should you kill animals like uncivilized jungle man? Your action is just like jungle man, and you are claiming to be civilized man.
Because they're thinking that they're the proprietor.
That is their folly. They're not proprietor. That is already discussed. Proprietor is the Supreme Lord. You are not proprietor. Another thought. Once you are claiming proprietor. How you are proprietor? Everyone can claim proprietor. And that is going on. Everyone is claiming proprietor. And that's fine. Okay? That is going on. And if you accept God is proprietor and we are dependent on Him, then there is no fight. Okay? tena tattena vandita, Vishavasana. Bhashi is perfectly described. Tena tattena, you are not proprietor. You accept him, what the proprietor has given you, allotted it for you. You are not proprietor. Tena tattena vandita. Do not encroach upon others. And why? How you become proprietor? We are falsely claiming proprietorship. We are encroaching upon others' independence. This is our business. How there can be peace when they have peace? That property is world. You cannot encroach on the other side of the world. Then it is criminal, trespass. Now the government's duty is to see that nobody is encroaching upon us. Similarly, God's duty is that everyone is God's son. You don't encroach upon other sons' right, then you will be punished. You have got right to live, and the lamb has got right to live. Why should you encroach upon his living right? Because you are strong? That is not human. The animal is there for benefit. Let him leave. And you take the path. You can use it for your court. But why should you kill it? The cow is giving milk like mother. Why should you kill it? Is it humanity to kill the mother? So in this way we are encroaching the rights of others and we are becoming subjected to be punished by God. This is what. You may say there is no God, but God is there. He'll be punished. The outlaws, they will say, we don't care for God. So he may say so. The government will take action. He cannot avoid it. This is humanity. Good citizenship means one who knows the laws of the state. That is good citizen. If one does not know the laws of the state, he is a fool. He is not a good citizen. One who knows the law, he keeps right and left. He knows this is the order of the government. Car should be driven on the right side and left side. He is good citizen. One who does not know the law of the state, he is not a good citizen, he is a fool, rascal. But to speak of humanity.
Some people even say that I don't care for your rational arguments.
Huh?
Some people say I don't care for your.
Then you're an animal, because an animal has no rational. You're an animal. Better not to talk with you. What is the use of talking with you? You're an animal. You have no rationality. Man is rational animal. This is the definition. You have no rationality. Therefore, you're an animal. What is the use of talking with you? Waste time. If you have no rationality, then you are enemy. That is the difficult. People are kept in the status of animals and they're expecting human being. How is this possible? It's not possible. Therefore, our endeavor is to bring them to the standard of humanity, real humanity. Then there will be peace, prosperity, everything. All right. That is our end. Krishna God. Don't care for nationality, that means you are man is rational animal, that is the definition. If you have no rationality, nanmena hina pasmi, that is this basic reason, nanmena hina pasmi savana. Anyone who has no religious principle is a human. Therefore you find in human society, it doesn't matter whether it is Iran or India or Europe, there is some religion. Because without religion, there are animals. Animal has no religion. The animal is dog is dog. It is not a Christian dog or a Hindu dog. And Hindu, Christian comes from a human being. So, a civilized society must have the rationality, religion. Religion is rationality, to accept God. What is religion? Religion means to accept God.
They say that you may have so many wonderful philosophies, but our desire is just to enjoy life.
And that means animal. That means animal. Animal has no philosophy.
Also, they say that religions are the causes of war.
Mm-hmm.
In Lebanon, now the Christians are killing the Muslims, and the Muslims are killing the Christians. In the name of...
And the communists are killing capitalists, and capitalists are killing communists. What is that? Is that religion?
No.
Yeah. Now you can stop war. Because your animal in fight, you can give some name. Either on the religious ground or the philosophical ground. Because your animal will fight, you can give a different name. That is different. But because your dogs will fight. Real religion is why they will fight. Religion is made to accept God. So, if you are Muslim, I am Hindu, if I accept God, if you accept God, then what is fight? If we accept that God is the proprietor, God is the father, then what is the question of fight? Because we are not religious, therefore fight. Otherwise, if you accept God is the supreme father, if I accept God is the supreme, what is the fight? We have to slow down.
Everything you say, Prabhupada, makes sense.
Huh?
Everything you say makes sense.
Yes. Preaching should be sensible that people accept. After all, they are human beings. in his sense, but by force they are covering. So we have to awareness by handling them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jivijago, Gurachago, who have Uttishtha, Jagrata, Prapmanu, they are sleeping. They have to awake. That's it. That is beautiful. In the animal killing, where it is absolutely necessary. So, according to any religious principle, there is God. This guy, who was telling me, you about lion killing? The injunction is that the mouth should be towards Mecca. Is it?
Yes,
Prabhupada. So, because there is no other way, suppose in the desert, what they do? They must eat something. But still there is sense of God. There is some regulative principle.
There is also principle of sacrifice.
Yeah.
With very strict regulations.
This way, God consciousness must be there. That is it.
You want to go down, sir?
Sorry.
Mm.